Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
G'day, guys, and welcome to the Monday Waffle. Round 19 is in the books. Subi remain undefeated at 18-0. Another big week in waffle footy. Stewie is here with me today.
Yes, I am, Sam. Yes, another massive week in the waffle. Subi obviously continuing their winning ways against West Perth. Claremont got up over Perth. So Claremont have actually put a bit of good form together towards the
back end of the season. Five now as well. The Tigers.
So they're putting it together. East Freo and East Perth. East Perth absolutely shellacked East Freo in this one, and we'll get into that later in the podcast. And Swan Districts v South. So South Freo got over the Swans in that one.
South Freo sort of cementing their spot at second on the ladder, putting their case forward as potentially the main challenger to Subi.
That'll be an interesting one to see. Could be West Perth, and we did chat to West Perth's Mitch Pearce earlier today, so the interview with him will be later on in the podcast. We discuss all things West Perth, and obviously the biggest story in the waffle at the moment is the embattled financial status of that club. So yes, stay tuned for that one later in the pod. But
as interesting to get the players' perspective, because they sort of stay away from the off-field stuff and just worry about footy. And in big picture, their footy's been pretty good, apart from the last couple of weeks where they've obviously lost to South Freo and Subi. But they're the other two top sides in the comp. Only 5 points to South Freo, so West Perth are right there or thereabouts as far as the rest of the comp goes.
It's interesting when these administrations come, and we've touched on this last week as well, obviously with West Perth, but it hasn't affected them, and I think we mentioned this last week. It hasn't affected them on the field, and they're having a good season. Generally, I suppose the administration obviously can happen to all sort of sporting clubs, but most notably, like in England with soccer, administrations, clubs go into voluntary administration all the time due to wages and whatnot, and then that sort of really stuffs the club up because that sport's based around the money and having money to buy good players. But Waffle's a different kettle of fish, clearly, and West Perth have been able to perform on the field this season despite having no money.
Certainly have.
So it doesn't really cross.
And they'll be in the finals. Don't worry about that. They'll finish third. Mm. So, and as they say, you've got to be in it to win it.
You've got to be in it to win it. But Subi well on top. And Subi kept winning. South Freo went a long way to securing second spot. And East Perth and Claremont both won to return to top five positions in the waffle in round 19 on Saturday. With only three rounds to go until the end of the home and away season, with eight teams still capable of playing finals coming into round 19, which is quite remarkable for a nine-team competition. It's fair to say that the stakes were high across the four matches on Saturday, arvo.
Certainly was, and we'll look at West Perth Subi first up, given that we've got Mitch coming up later on in the podcast. And, well, Subi really led from go to woe in this one. They ended up with a comfortable 47-point win up at Arena Joondalup. Kyle Halligan, Tom Edwards, Baldwin kicked three goals each for Subi, and Ben Sokol and Zach Clark each added two. Kyle Horsley put his case forward as the Sandover medalist favourite and continued his excellent season with 40 touches for the Lions, and very similar names in their major ball winners. Josh DeLuca had 38. Lachlan Delahunty, who we've spoken a bit about on the podcast, 35.
Always gets the ball.
And there was so many touches for Subi on the weekend. They had over 440 possessions on the weekend.
That's insane.
And just really, I mean, they just won too much of the footy for West Perth to keep up with. Shane Nelson continued his massive season for the Falcons. He had 44 touches. But as we said, Subi really led from start to finish, 6 goals, 11 to 1 goal, 3 at halftime. And sort of just West Perth never really headed Subi. Andrew Strike and Keegan Knott kicked 2 each for West Perth. And Tyler Keedle was held scoreless for the second consecutive week, and he has had a very big season for West Perth. So, very good defensive effort there from Subi. We'll move on to Perth and Claremont. Claremont back after the bye, and obviously that win at Lathlane Park propelled them back into the top five. They won by 46 points, and Tom Lee kicked 3 for Claremont. Jack Beck, Ian Richardson, Jai Bolton, Jared Hardesty, Alex Manuel and Caden Gilbert all booted too. So
really spreading the load, aren't they?
They have a lot of multiple goal kickers there. Mm. And They do say it's important to have as many goal kickers as possible and not rely on too few. Jared Hardesty had 29 for the Tigers. Tom Curran, 26. Ryan Lim and Jai Bolton had 20 and Bailey Rogers had 19. So a lot of ball winners there as well. Michael Burnell and Brant Gollidge, both multiple goal kickers for the Demons. Corey Yeo continued his big year, 38 touches. But Perth just weren't good enough. 47-point losers to Claremont. Stewie, you've got the East Perth East Freo game, which wasn't a close one.
No, not at all, as we mentioned at the start of the show. But East Perth sort of had to bounce back against East Freo at Leadville Oval and did so in the most emphatic performance possible, winning by 114 points, 23-13, 151 to 5, 7-37. The Royals came out on fire with 7-2 in the first quarter, before adding another 7-1 in the second term to be up by 70 points at the long break. What does a coach say when you're 70 points down? I mean, you're a coach, Sam. You coach a junior footy team. What do you say? What would you say to your kids at halftime when your team's in that situation?
Kids' footy, it's a bit easy. You sort of just brush over that particular point of the game. But I suppose it's as simple as saying, boys, let's start over again. Pretend it's 0-0 and just see if we can win the last two quarters, the last half. Obviously, that didn't work either, and they lost the second half by 44 points as well. But Hamish Brayshaw, 41 touches for East Perth. Very interesting, in specifically given the week his family had.
Exactly, yeah. He's come out strong and had a career day for the Royals with 41 touches. Brad Nainsworth had it 39. Sorry, Luke Partington, 36. McGinnity, 33. Nathan Bleet, 30.
He probably would have enjoyed just getting away from all the noise and just playing footy.
That's one of his bigger games for the season, I would say.
Well, last week, I remember looking, because Andy Brayshaw has been going quite well for Freo, I wondered what Hamish Brayshaw had been doing for East Perth a lot of the year. But last week, he only had, I'm pretty sure, 10 or 14 touches, something in that sort of area. And then this week, he's come out and had 41 touches, 20 kicks, 20 handballs.
Yeah, well,
Less.
So he's doubled. He's got 41 touches on the weekend in round 19, and he's sort of been playing. He's only been in the team, in the East Perth team, for the past, you know, seven weeks, and he's sort of doubled his highest possession total for the season last weekend, which is interesting given the week, as you said.
To have 41, that's a big game.
And he hasn't really been in contention. Obviously, he's on West Coast list, but it hasn't really been any murmurs of him getting into the side this season.
And they have had, 8-10 debutants this year. So
putting himself right in contention now, isn't he?
Well, yeah, you'd think so.
Yeah, but East Perth kicked another 9-2 in the second half, as we said, to win by 114 points and move closer to playing finals in that sort of log jam of a ladder that we have in the Waffle this season. But we'll move on to the Swan Districts and South Freo game to wrap it all up. South Freo prevailed, 7-7-49 to 12-7-79. Swans were playing to keep its season alive, hosting South Freo at Steel Blue Oval, with the Black and Whites coming out, kicking the first 3 goals of the game. So they got off to a hot start, which is always good. They still led by 9 points at halftime, but the Bulldogs dominated from there with 8-2 in the second half to win by 30 points and return to the second spot on the ladder, and effectively end of the finals hopes of Swan Districts, which is, they had a pretty good start to the season, I remember.
They were second.
Yeah, they had a good few games earlier in the year, but they haven't been able to keep that up. Corey DeLolio.
I've got a feeling they may have lost 8 or 9 in a row.
Oh, right. Potentially.
I've lost track of Swans, but they certainly started very strong and are not finishing the same way.
No, not at all. Corey DeLolio kicked 4 for South Freo, having a great year. In a forward line, missing Ben Saunders, Blaine Johnson and Matthew Parker. Your man, Hayden Schluth. Also kicked 2 goals to go with 22 touches and 11 marks. He should be up there for the Sandover again, as we've said throughout the year. Shane Hockey compiled another.
Should have a little wager on that in the Monday Waffle podcast.
Yes, and if any of the listeners want to get involved, please hit up the Monday Waffle podcast via Podbean, the streaming app. But Shane Hockey had another 38. Nick Subin, ex-Freo man. I'm biased towards him because I'm a Freo man. 28, I like him.
Never made that clear over the season.
Ryan Cook, 28, and 15 marks. We're just picking them off at halfback. David Ellard kicked 2 goals for the Swans, while Jesse Turner gathered 27 touches. Corey got 23. Alex Howard, 22. Nathan Blakely, 20. Tristan Rayner, 19.
Thanks for that, Stewie. Good stuff there. Joining us now on the Monday Waffle podcast is Falcons player Mitchell Pearce. Mitchell, thanks very much for your time. It's been a bit of a tough period off the field for West Perth recently, but the form was relatively good, but a couple of losses over the last 2 weeks. How has the off-field stuff affected the boys on the field?
Thanks for having me, boys. I think for us as a playing group, we've been under no illusions about the financial situation. Obviously, there's a lot of noise that's been going around, but for us as players, we've been pretty focused on the job at hand, and I don't think it's affected our results. Obviously, the last 2 weeks, losing the South Fremantle by 5 points, and then the weekend's game against Serbia, obviously the team to beat. I don't think it's affecting us at all.
With that game on the weekend against Serbia, I mean, they've now gone to 18-0 on the season. Do you think, is there a weakness there that you can spot that you could try and take advantage of come finals time?
I think maybe just the pressure that's building up of them not losing. Obviously, they're a formidable side and they've proven that all year. And maybe perhaps the last 2 years, obviously, they've got to the grand final and lost on the big day. So I think maybe that pressure building up, it could just build up once more. And if a team's on their day, on the grand final day, then perhaps that could be a weakness, if anything.
Yeah, they've had a few close games recently. And what about your personal form? You came into the team in round 9, and obviously you've had the best game of the season for yourself on the weekend, collecting 29 touches. How have you rated your season so far?
Yeah, it's obviously tough breaking into the midfield at West Perth. Obviously, you've got some stars running through there, like Shane Nelson, Blackie and Lukey Meadows, but it's been great to get the opportunity and reestablish myself in the side this year. And I think I'm just growing in confidence game by game and getting some roles on some great players of the competition and just sort of learning week by week. And it's good to get a bit of footy on the weekend.
What type of aspects of your game are you trying to improve?
I think I've mainly played as like a defensive midfielder and then I think hopefully I'll be able to learn the ropes there and then develop into a more of an offensive and attacking type midfielder. But just for now, there's other blokes in the team that can do that. So I'm just sort of sitting back and doing more of a lockdown role.
Yeah, a bit of
the grunt. I'd love to be able to develop the offensive side too.
Yeah, a bit of grunt work is always needed in a footy team.
Absolutely.
And East Perth this weekend at Leaderville Oval. In fact, the Falcons' last game of the season before the finals. They had a big win on the weekend over East Freo. How are the Falcons going to defeat the Royals?
I think last game, it was actually a real good game for us. And if we review that and try and replicate that, obviously East Perth are in pretty good form. They showed that in the weekend with plenty of Eagles boys trying to vie for spots in the finals and things like that. So they'll be out to perform. And I think for us, we've just got to get back to doing what we know and get back to the form as we move into the finals.
How have you seen the Waffle this season? The ladder resembles a little bit like the AFL. I mean, apart from Subi, we'll leave them out. Subi and East Freo at either end of the ladder are sort of set. But second down to eighth, sort of, you and South Freo and West Perth are sort of a few wins above. But then there's, you know, six teams that are there on 6 and 7 wins respectively. As a player, can you notice how tight the competition is with every team that you play?
Absolutely. And every team, it's just about rocking up on the day. And any team can win on every given day. So obviously, like you said, Subiaco have been the team to beat, and I think it's more about learning ways to beat them and translating that to the other teams as much as anything else.
Beautiful. What do you think of... who's your tip for the Sandover medal this year?
I think the obvious choice would be Kyle Hornley. Just given he's on Subiaco, and they'd be polling votes week in, week out. But if I had to choose one from our team, Shane Nelson will be right up where they're with the amount of ball that he wins, so I'm sure Shane will go pretty well.
Yeah, both of them had pretty good games on the weekend. Horsley had 40 and Nelson had 44. But I reckon we'll go into the fact check now.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Let's do it.
Alrighty. On the Monday Waffle podcast is the fact check segment with Mitchell Pearce. Now, Mitchell, the way this works, as we said, we're just going to fire a few lighthearted questions at you and give us your most honest answers that you can.
Yeah, no worries.
All right. Who is the biggest coach's pet at the club?
Shane Nelson.
What is your coach's favourite saying?
Geez, he's got a few. His favourite saying would be, if he thinks I'm talking about you, he probably is. When he doesn't actually specifically say, he'll say, if you think it's you, it's probably you.
So pretty cryptic. Who comes back from the off season in the worst nick?
Aiden Lynch.
Who spends the most time close to the mirrors in a weight session?
Corey Sharman.
I'm liking how quickly you've got these answers.
It's like he's thought about them beforehand. who gets up to the most mischief on the weekends?
Cale Coleman. Oh. He's a reserve player. He's a menace on the turbs.
And what's your favourite beer?
Probably Corona, I'd have to say. Don't mind one of those.
Are you a lemon or a lime man?
Lemon.
Lemon, yeah, classic taste.
Thank you very much for joining us on the Monday Waffle podcast, Mitch. It's been good chatting to you, and good luck for the rest of the season, and more specifically, the finals campaign ahead.
No worries at all, boys. Thanks very much for having me.
It's time for the Monday Waffle Tips. Let's get down to business.
Yes, let's do it, Sammy.
Right, let's fire these ones off quick smart. It'll be Subi will beat East Freo, top v bottom at East Freo Oval. Claremont to beat Peel at home. South Freo will beat Perth. And tough one in the Perth final derby, however you want to say it. I think West Perth gets the job done over East Perth. Stewie, what have you got for us this week?
Look, I'm going to mirror you. Subi to beat East Freo. Claremont to get over Peel. Claremont are in good form. I like the look of them. I'm going to go Perth over South Freo, and I'm going to go for West Perth, get the away win. Is that the exact same as you?
No, you went Perth over South Freo. You like Perth. I tipped Claremont to beat Perth last week, and you backed Perth, and you're sticking with them.
I'm sticking with them, mate, you know.
Despite the D's letting you down, just like my Melbourne D's constantly let me down.
They always do, those demons. Doesn't matter what city they're in.
Oh, they do.
Swan Districts obviously have the bye this week, but that has been the tips here for the round 19 edition of the Monday Waffle podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll be back
next week
to wrap up round 20.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.